sisters and brothers, at the end of the June 22nd show, as we read chapter 37 of Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, I expressed the hope that the minute we're free, we expose the clandestine planning, the motive force behind the facts of World War II. Look at the freedom-loving folk who died in that war. Could the result, each nation neatly, quote-unquote, cleansed, quote-unquote, could that have been the intention, is what we asked. The question screams all the louder to be answered, particularly when the facts of the matter are considered, that as World War was unleashed upon us, we commoners of Europe, all the various peoples of Europe were intermixing just fine. So well, in fact, that folks across the manufactured divide of nation erected as a tactic of control were coming to consensus. We don't want to be ruled anymore. Maxim Gorky's mother, Gorky's novel Mother, describes this ferment well. Quote, Sophia told them about the struggle of the peoples of the whole world for their right to life, about the German peasant uprisings of long ago, the misery of the Irish, and the heroism of French workers in their frequent battles for freedom. The woman's voice was low and husky. It seemed to come out of the past, raising the hopes and inspiring the confidence of these men who listened in silence to this tale of their brothers in other lands. As they gazed into Sophia's pale, thin face, they had a clearer understanding of the sacred cause of all the peoples of the world, the endless struggle for freedom. They found that their own dreams and aspirations had been those of unknown races living in the distant past, separated from the present by the dark and bloody curtain of history. With their hearts and minds, they made contact with the vast world, finding therein friends who were united in their firm resolve to establish justice on the earth, sanctifying this resolve with the suffering they endured and the blood they shed for the sake of a better life. A new sense of spiritual affinity with all peoples was kindled, and a new heart was born to the world, a heart pulsing with the ardent desire to know everything, to comprehend everything. The day will come when the workers of all countries will rise up and say, enough. We've had our fill of such a life, said Sophia confidently. Then the unsubstantial power of those who are strong only in their own greed, and I must interject, the lust for power is greed of the worst kind. Then the unsubstantial power of those who are strong only in their own greed will crumble. The earth will slip from under their feet, and they will be left with nothing to cling to. Unquote from Maxim Gorky's Mother. The thoughts which the June 29th show, our Miklos conclusion, germinated, suggest there's more to be uncovered yet from the horrific events of World War II that we need as we proceed to the building of our future. And fortunately, we have very capable guidance. Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II. So in the next few shows and on the page I put up, Keith Lowe's Lessons from Savage Continent, we'll be considering together the lessons he's gathered in three chapters of his work. Chapter 16, Wartime Choices. Chapter 17, The Jewish Flight. And Chapter 18, The Ethnic Cleansing of Ukraine and Poland.